This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a handoff to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40, big ground, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get that way. And the kick is good. School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
But you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's
house. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Seth throws, batted down, intercepted at Dominican Sue. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue.
The state Good Lord. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A Friday filled with football, cross country, and a whole lot more. We're glad you're along with us on this Friday. Welcome all the cross country fans that are coming to the city of Kearney. They're a different breed, those runners. I was up at the Health and Sports Center picking up some materials earlier this morning, and they're just a different breed. That's all I'm going to say. By the way, none of them could wear your shirt. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Coming up on the program today, we'll talk with Adams Central head football coach Bill Carlin about their shootout tonight with Aurora. A battle of unbeaten teams, should be a great one. Last night it was not so great for Grand Island Central Catholic against Hastings St. Cecilia. They are just unbelievably good. And we will talk with Coach Carlin about tonight's matchup. We'll also look back at last night's games, preview a few more of the games tonight. Daddy will have his NFL and college selections at the end of the program. Plus, Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Finally, somebody broke through last week and defeated both Daddy and I. And we have one person right now eligible for the two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture.
Yeah, I think our friend Jim's from Loomis. Congratulations to him, the only one so far. So we'll see if we can add another person to that. I doubt it will happen. It just doesn't happen because, well, we're usually smarter than you are out there.
Yeah. So let me get this right, Derek. The callers won once this year, and Daddy's won once this year.
Correct. And then the rest would be you.
So
be
but we're like a team.
104, right?
We're a team.
Oh, yeah, we're a team until you throw me under the bus. Don't worry about it. 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to join us today on the program, the email address to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. And before it gets really bad out there, get your vehicle repaired. Pop those dents out. Get a free estimate today from the boys downtown on the bricks.
Doug, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but the Huskers got their 10th recruit in their recruiting class yesterday. Curtis Carter commits, a wide receiver nonetheless. After all the scrutiny in the last week, I don't know if it was intended to zero in on a wide receiver, but he has a visitor last weekend. 4.37, he runs that 40-yard dash in.
It's not as fast as Danny Woodhead.
No, and it's not a, you know what?
I think my buddy Russ told me that.
He's about as small as Danny Woodhead, too, 160 pounds.
He little, well, he's 6'1", though. He is 6 foot, or no, he's 5'10". Yeah. 5'10", Curtis Carter, out of Stonewall, Louisiana.
So, I don't know. That's...
Yeah. Other receiver news, Chris Brooks will be out for the game tomorrow. Coach Bo Pelini, you know, doesn't really get too much into the injuries. Evidently, a back issue with Mr. Brooks. Pelini did say that the receiving corps has practiced well this week, and he emphasized their blocking. He says they've been laying some blocks. They're going to have to. Of course, Daddy, who are they blocking if we're running off guard all day long for a yard? So I guess we'll see if they're changing that up. And obviously, they're going to have to catch the ball when it is thrown to them. He has not named his starting quarterback, but he also says there has been no change. So Zach Lee, I mean, I'll be surprised if Zach Lee's not the starting quarterback tomorrow.
No, I think Zach Lee will start for. I don't know why. I don't have an answer. I wish there was a definitive answer and one that made sense, but yeah, it looks to you've got lunch coming your way on Monday.
I know you don't want to hear this. You want to know the reason why? Zach Lee's better than Cody Green. I know you don't want to hear that, and I know you don't believe that. But if Cody Green was better than Zach Lee, then Cody Green would be starting, right?
You would assume that. I still do not believe that, but.
You can vote on the Sun Heat Hot Topic of the Week. Who should start at quarterback, Cody Green or Zach Lee? And, Tony, a lot of folks have been weighing in at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, the Sun Heat Hot Topic of the Week. Cody Green, should he start? Zach Lee, should he start? 61-39%.
Cody Green.
Cody Green is who the listeners of the program are voting for, 61-39%. Of course, he's the next big thing.
Well, 61% of the people aren't blind either. They see what's happening on Saturday.
Cody Green could come in, play average, and then, hey, who's this LaTravis Washington fellow? Maybe we ought to give him a look. I heard he could win the Heisman.
No.
Don't tell me it ain't true, bro. Don't tell me it ain't true.
No, Douglas, that is... How long do you... They're going to give Cody Greene a meaningful look, and it'll be in the first quarter, I believe. Do you not? Think he'll get a look in the first quarter?
No. No. Cody Greene on the field in the first quarter, I would say no. Without Zach getting hurt and without having them both on the field at the same time, then no. Maybe he'll get a look in the second quarter. You can't be switching in the first quarter. You're trying to get some things set and get some things going. And obviously you'd have to give Zach two or three possessions to do that, and that should get you to the end of the first quarter. I'm not saying he won't see action in the second quarter. I think Cody Greene probably will see some action, and I'm going to throw this out too. Hey, true Husker fan, why don't you cheer Zach Lee? And then why don't you cheer Cody Greene? Instead of when Cody Greene comes in, the rafters fall down and the heavens open and the glory of the Lord comes down upon Cody Greene and Zach Lee is sent to hell as he's over on the sideline. You're not a true Husker fan.
How about Zach Lee give us something to cheer about?
Cody Greene?
That would help.
What did Cody Greene, what has he done to give us to cheer about? I mean, he just comes into the game.
Hope. That's what he gives you, hope.
Uh-huh. Wow. For those that thought Zach Lee was going to be just fine at the beginning of the year. So the debate rages on, as long as about any debate has raged on this show. Zach Lee, Cody Greene. Let's see what happens tomorrow. I think here's one scenario that I haven't heard a lot talked about, but the folks that hate Sean Watson, if it continues and Sean Watson isn't here next year, Cody Greene will be your starting quarterback. If things get better, then Zach Lee plays well. Zach Lee has another year. Cody Greene waits 2 years. I think that's the big dilemma right now. It's not about who, what, what. I even think the coaches think that next year Cody Greene will be the best quarterback on the roster. Maybe Spinal. I don't know, but I'm thinking Greene. But what do that do? You bench your senior who started all year and you bring in your sophomore? I think that's kind of the dilemma that this staff has in front of them. To trash this season, so, you know, supposedly, to get ready for next, I think it's too early to do that.
Do we have the audio for Watson and the confrontation? If there was, I mean, the little bit of, I don't know if it's that heated, but.
Well, yeah, we're Dirk Chatelain. Wednesday we had Dirk on, or Tuesday we had Dirk on the program, then the press conference, and then afterwards, Sean Watson spoke after practice that day. And Dirk and Sean, well, Sean doesn't like Dirk, and Dirk keeps poking him with the hot stick there to get the probing question when you know that the only answer to the question he's really probably asking is to say something bad about your players or your team, or say, hey, we don't have talent, he's not good, we're injured, there's nobody to come in, and the coach is just not going to say that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You got the young reporter, you said it exactly right, of firing the older guy up.
Like usual.
Excuse me. Dying here. I think, you're so getting it. I think you're gonna have to sometime put Cody Greene in and give him a serious look in the first half. It's got to come against Iowa State and Baylor.
888-455-3776.
Here's Ernie from Wood River, guys.
Uh-oh, Ernie, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you this morning? I just thought while we're throwing names out there for quarterback, you know, Sue's being named for Heisman. Shit, let's let him throw the ball. let's line him up at halfback. Let him run off left tackle or something like that, or maybe even wide receiver. He's got pretty good hands. No, guys, on the quarterback note, you're both right. Lee, you know, I think Lee should start just for the simple fact of the matter is that he's got more game time experience, or not Green. Lee should start, but Greene is, you know, he's got more talent. That's obvious. But for right now, yeah, let's start Mr. General Lee Jr. and see what happens. And if it struggles, then let's go to Greene. And, yeah, people, back off and give him a chance. Let him get some experience. We all knew going into the season that the defense was going to carry the offense for a while. The only thing is it shouldn't be carrying them this long. So let's show a little patience. And I agree with Daddy, though. Lee's got to get something done, and he's got to get it done quick. And if that don't happen, then it's time to set him and go with Green and finish out the year and see what happens. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Artie. You too. Some good points.
I just say,
we still haven't seen Sue carry the ball this year. I'm waiting for that.
I still say this is worst case scenario. I said the other day, Doug, you go out and Lee produces, you win the game. Okay, he's okay. You win the game. He wins the game against Baylor. He's okay. And then you hit Oklahoma, and you're right back to where you started right now.
Well, all you're going to do is you're going to have then your quarterback is a guy that started two games in his collegiate career. He's a better situation? No, it's not. Back to the phone lines.
Jay from Cozad.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Not too much, you guys. I got to tell you, this whole thing with Green and Lee is just a function of us being Nebraska fans. We always want something better. But I got to tell you, the issue with Lee really is that he's not playing as well as we want him to play. I mean, for crying out loud, he's got to pull the trigger. If you're going to run the offense that Watson wants him to run, then he's got to play better and he's got to show more skills. And right now, he's not doing it. And so that's why people want an athlete or whomever it is that can trigger Watson's offense.
Oh, you're right, Jay, and thanks for the call. Here's the deal, Tony. I mean, I think we all agree on this whole debate that if Zach continues to struggle, he has to be benched. There's no doubt about it. And the only option is Cody Green. I think the debate here is how many opportunities has he had? Has he had? Again, we've had the debate on the Virginia Tech game. Numbers weren't great, but then again, penalties, drop passes, I mean, they could have been better, should have
been
better.
Didn't turn the ball over, I'll
should have been
that.
Better, should have won the football game. Okay, so that delays the whole conversation until Missouri. The weather's horrible up Missouri. It's conservative play calling. I mean, that's what you can lean on if you're a Zach Lee, I guess, defender, kind of like I have been. Then last week, he did not look good. I mean, for reasons unbeknownst to us. But again, I whittle it down to just a tad bit over a game. And again, this is his sixth start as a quarterback at Nebraska was last week. Yeah, you don't want to see some of the things he's done, but guess what? He's not quarterback. He's not Colt McCoy. He's not Sam Bradford. He's not Jimmy Clausen. He's not playing for USC. He's not Jake Locker. He's Zach Lee, and that's why he's at Nebraska.
Yeah, but you expected more, did you not, Doug, than what you've got out of Zach Lee so far?
Well, some of the hype was that way, yeah.
I mean, I certainly did. And, yeah, we hadn't saw him play.
But I'll tell you this. That's what you get for playing three Sun Belt opponents. That's part of what you get for playing three Sun Belt opponents. You don't know what you had until, bam, right in the face.
That's fine. I just think you get the learning curve. Go back to this Iowa State-Baylor deal. The learning curve, some of it gets taken out of the equation if you give Cody meaningful snaps and you give yourself a chance against Oklahoma. Because playing Zach Lee against Oklahoma, we have zero chance to win that ball game. Zero chance.
I said that at the beginning of the year.
Well, we had zero against Virginia Tech, too. You said that at the beginning of the year.
Well, complete coverage of the state cross-country meet is coming up today. I'll be out at the Kearney Country Club giving you some updates. Bill Carlin, the head football coach of Adams Central, is going to join us. And also, we will be having Daddy's Selections, college and NFL, plus Bruce Furniture, Pigskin Pick'em. It's all coming up. So stay with us. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174, or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Cool winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where they invite you to lunch today at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. And, of course, they invite you in to watch the Husker-Iowa State football game tomorrow. They're open early just for you. Get settled in and enjoy the football game with your friends, your family, and other Husker fans as you get ready to watch not only the Huskers, but all the great football that will be on tomorrow. And don't miss the NFL games. They've got the entire package for you, plus Monday Night Football, $2 you call it. Almost all drinks are only $2. Check out the Chislicks, the newest taste sensation. They are melt-in-your-mouth, tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce. And, of course, you can get your wing sauce to almost any sandwich on the menu as well. I like them on the wings. I like wing sauce on wings, but I also like them if you get a little chicken. If you get the chicken salad, the crispy chicken salad, very good.
Maybe
hot it up.
I'm just saying, maybe you wager on football and you're not having a good day. You win it all back playing Keno. Just pick the right numbers. It's simple.
Maybe that's how you can pay for lunch on Monday.
There you go.
Because the Chicken Coop is where it's at. People enjoy it. NFL, college football. Baseball playoffs going on. Whatever you want to watch, they've got it on for you with your favorite food and drink specials, and they're open 7 days a week because, you know what, last I checked, you're probably hungry 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-455-ESPN. Some clown driving on the interstate has called in. Hello?
Yeah, this is your favorite one.
It is our friend Stuart Jay Pospisil, who is coming in for state cross country today, and you know, we're going to have you on the show to really talk high school football next week. But what do we owe the honor today?
Well, I wanted to weigh in on this quarterback deal, and you know, you got to look back, guys, to some of the key junctures in Husker history have involved quarterback changes. You know, Jerry Taggy finally giving the job over Van Bronson. Turner Gill in the rain against Auburn over Mark Maurer, I believe it was. Tommy Frazier back in 92. Crouch over Newcomb. You know, Doug, what would you have done in those situations if you were either Devaney or Osborne?
I don't let
or
Eric, Solich? I don't let Eric Crouch set his ass in Omaha, I'll tell you that much right now. Now, Turner Gill was much better. Turner Gill, Tommy Frazier, they were brought in. Now, was Cody Green thought of in the same, I guess, vein here as those two, do you think?
Well, he was Pelini's top quarterback recruit for this class, right? He was brought in February or January, whenever his high school term ended.
No, Stu, I think you're right on this. Well, how? I mean, obviously, I'm agreeing with you, but how much longer? Oh, is there a better time in your mind than Iowa State Baylor to put the kid in?
I think if you put him in, you got to put him in against Iowa State. Don't chalk up the Baylor game as an automatic Husker win. You're going down to Baylor, and Baylor's got still enough talent without Robert Griffin, you know, available. That's a scary game for Nebraska.
Not anymore, Stu. They scored 10 points on Iowa State. They scored 10 points on Iowa State. I'm more worried about the Cyclones.
I've had this cyclone game circled, and it's Halloween, and Nebraska has played one quarter of good offensive football on the road this year, right?
Undoubtedly. And I've argued that one quarter, defensively, I think it was one great quarter. Offensively, you had the short field twice, and you hit a guy 4 yards behind the open, hit a receiver 4 yards behind the defender.
That's a good point, Daddy. Yeah, I just have not seen, I've seen one Nebraska game live, I've seen a couple others on TV. I haven't seen a whole lot of offensive production or potential out of this bunch.
I'm going to tell you what, I will throw this bit in. Turner Gill had Roger Craig and Mike Rozier. Tommy Frazier had LP and go on and on and on. Who does either one of these quarterbacks have?
I still think Niles Paul could be a big-time receiver. And I think the Huskers were hurt really bad when Rex Burkhead got hurt last week in practice. I think that might be as damaging an injury as any they've had. Because I thought Burkhead had some big play potential in the limited action he's had and what I've seen.
Okay, since you agreed with Daddy, make sure you are not standing on a side hill when I clip your knee this afternoon, okay?
Hey, guys, after all my years of whining, we have a media tent for State Cross Country.
How do we get to it?
You have to get past the barbed wire that the NSAA has laid down, though.
Exactly. Hey,
and the electrified barbed wire.
While you're on the phone, what's the lock of the day at State Cross Country?
I think Jaron Hang in Class C for individuals. Class A's boys race, Parker Schoen's the returning champion. Brady McGuire from North Platte's run very well all year. I think maybe you could have a changing in the guard there. McGuire beat Schoen, actually, at the UNK invite. I like Millard West boys in Class A. I think Norfolk and Millard West are going to be very close in Class A girls. So,
hey, Stu, one thing off high school football tonight, Aurora Adams Central, your thoughts?
If Aurora plays the way it did against Seward, I think it's going to be a pretty close game. I don't think Adams Central's seen the level of competition or talent that Aurora brings. And I think that's been kind of an issue with who, their district's been and who they've been assigned, to play. Platteview's not a very good football team. So I don't know if Adams Central has seen quite the caliber of competition that Aurora has. I think Aurora's maybe 7 to 10 points better.
All right, Stuart, we'll see you at the country club. Thanks for the call, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
And we do have cards.
Oh, so thankful. Don't take mine, all right?
No, we and I have one for ourselves. So we'll see you out there, and have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Stu. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Always got check out his great stuff on the web. I love their high school page that they have put up now on the website, and his work all the time daily with football and cross country going on today as well. So that's what's going on out at Kearney Country Club, and we'll have an update here in just a little bit, actually a preview of State Cross Country in our next break. Now, before we go to break, I want to give somebody a chance to win with just two home games left for the UNK women's soccer team. Today, the sixth-ranked team in the country, Metro State, is in for a 3 o'clock matchup. Sunday, Mesa State comes in for 1 o'clock. I've got a pass for 4 general admission tickets to either one of this weekend's UNK soccer games. If you would like to go, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to pick up some soccer tickets, we will give those away to you at 888-455-ESPN. Coming up later on in the show, Bill Carlin is going to join us from Adams Central High School to talk about that Adams Central Aurora matchup. Daddy has his picks coming up in just a little bit. Bruce Furniture, Pigskin Pick'em, your chance to get qualified for Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. A couple of other things we want to get to while we had Stu on the phone. Here's what's going on. Storm will be in action tonight and tomorrow. They are at Youngstown. Tomorrow's game will be on 98.9 KKPR. Also, the Huskers, as we talked about, hitting the practice field. We told you about who's there, who's not there. UNK football team, 13th in the country at Fort Lewis, who they should just destroy tomorrow, but it's a 12-hour road trip down to Durango, Colorado. Fort Lewis, 1-7, 0-7. and 6 in the conference. Kickoff at 1, and the 21st-ranked Hastings College football team, well, they should destroy Dan at 2. They host them tomorrow at 1 here on 1230 KHAS. Loper volleyball team will host Regis Saturday, 21st-ranked Metro State Sunday, 3 o'clock both days. Hastings volleyball will host Mount Marty tonight, travel to Concordia tomorrow, and we'll see how interesting it is as the Nebraska volleyball team hosts Oklahoma tomorrow. It's payback time. Not because the Sooners beat them, but because, well, Sooner fan was Sooner fan. Did we give away our soccer tickets, Derek?
Yeah, we did. Matt from Kearney heading out to watch some soccer this weekend.
All right, Matt, enjoy, enjoy. Daddy, a lot of the high school football games in the area were postponed yesterday. A few were played, including the game we were at, Overton over Alma. This young Garrett Kohling from Alma, a sophomore, he is very good, and he is going to only get a lot better. We already know about Schaefer and Hodson from Overton. They had a great game yesterday to secure the district title. Pleasanton beats North Loup Scotia. Ravenna over Sandy Creek. Congratulations to Shelton. They get a win last night. I was not expecting this, but they do beat Kennesaw 34-22. And to your Bertrand Vikings, they get a win over Wilcox Hildreth.
Off the snide.
Folks, Kearney Catholic plays at Dundee County today at 2 o'clock. Due to the change, due to the postponement, we will not be able to air that. We just don't have enough bodies to get out there today as we would have last night had the game been played. So we'll just put that out front. And because of the postponement yesterday, we just won't be able to get to that.
We have heard Dundee County 14 players left on their roster. That's an 11-man football game. That should not be probably a very good football game. They're just down and struggling.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as we go to break, let's get you ready for Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Caller number 10 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not had a chance to go up against us in Pigskin Pick'em, you're eligible. Caller 10, we'll be back right after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket, and we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio Superstation presents a state cross-country update brought to you by
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports injuries and rehabilitation. New West can help you with education, prevention, evaluation, treatment, and rehabilitation for the athlete in all of us. See the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons and deli sandwiches, everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck at State Cross Country.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body in Minden, proud of the cross-country athletes.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area cross-country teams. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the 2009 state cross-country meet from everyone at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
I'm Doug Duna with a state cross-country update. We're less than an hour from getting the Class C girls race underway at the Kearney Country Club to start things off in the 2009 meet. Races will go every 30 minutes, and we will have updates throughout the day here on ESPN Radio, led by the Class C girls at noon, then Class A girls at 12:30, then the C and A boys. They'll turn it over to Class D girls at 2, followed by the B girls, then the D and B boys will be the final race at 3:30 today. Numerous area teams will be competing. The Hastings Saints Cecilia boys may be the best chance from the area to bring home a state championship. They easily won their district over one of the other great teams in the state, Lindsay Holy Family Newman Grove. So the Class D boys, which will be run this afternoon at 2 o'clock, St. Cecilia trying to make some noise. Kearney High boys will be running in Class A as well today. Also running from the Tri-Cities will be the Adams Central girls and the St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic girls in Class D. Now, as far as past winners coming back, the Class A defending champion Park Shone of Lincoln South West is here, as is Anthony Pittman of Miller West, who finished second last year. Other defending champs to come back, Josh Harsin of Blair in the Class B Boys, and Aubrey Worden of Scotts Bluff in the Class B Girls. Jaron Hang of Norfolk Catholic has finished first, second, and fourth. He goes for his fourth consecutive medal out of Norfolk Catholic in the Class C Boys race. There'll be a new champion in the Class C Girls, and in the Class D Girls, Andrew Weeder of Lindsay Holy Family will return. The Class D Boys, Lindsay Holy Family's Kevin Weeder, will try and defend his championship. We'll have more next hour.
Listen for reports all day long on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, Adams Central football coach Bill Carlin. We remind you, though, it's tailgating time. If you're heading to the Huskers or heading to Hastings College, who are both home this week, then Troutman's Quality Meats is a grill's best friend with USDA-certified Angus beef. They've got the best steaks in town and fresh ground beef patties available in several sizes, like humongo
or a little bitty slider. Maybe you did one little slider.
I want a pound of lean beef and a patty.
Whack! You got it!
1 pound right there.
$6.99 a pound, whole strip loin, while they last, folks. Custom cut New York steaks as well. $9.19 for New York strips right out of the case. Folks, oh, they're so good. They're so good. Carrie says, we want you to enjoy the following foods because hopefully you won't need them after the game on Saturday. He's what they call comfort foods. Fresh-cut roasts, stew bones, soup meat. Maybe if you're not feeling all that well, you put that together and you feel a lot better like Daddy did earlier this week. How about fresh sausage from the smokehouse, the new mushroom Swiss brats, Italian sausage, smoked brats, all-beef wiener, the andouille, and Polish. Oh, and you can put them all on your Green Mountain Grill and get them ready to go. Whether they're the fresh ground beef patties, the great quality USDA-certified Angus steaks, or if they're just something that you want to throw on to get it going, they have it for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. It's time now for our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, already the winner of a $25 gift card for Bruce Furniture, and trying to get eligible for the two Lazy Boy recliners is Jim from Grand Island. He also picks up our prize pack with items from Big O Tire, Vinici Brothers, Ramada, and Fanatics, and a whole lot more. Jim, how are you today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're ready to get back in the win column. We're like the Huskers. We're ready to get back in the win column. So let's get after it.
Good luck.
Yeah, there's kind of a lot of ho-hum games this week, so those always make for some interesting ones. But the first game that starts off our doubleheader tomorrow here on ESPN, Clemson and Dabo Swinney at Miami of Florida. Who do you got, Jim?
I'll take the Canes.
Daddy.
I as well.
I have no reason. Clemson. Boston College at Notre Dame. Boston College keeps beating Notre Dame. Who wins the battle for the Pope's hat? Daddy.
I'll take Notre Dame at home.
What do you think, Jim?
Oh, I hate to, but I'm going to take Notre Dame.
Big game for the Irish. They're at home. They seem to be finding ways to pull this out. I'm going to take Notre Dame as well. Penn State at Michigan. Penn State's only favored by about 4 or 5 points. In this football game, I think it's enough. I'm going to take Penn State. Daddy?
Well, here's the story is the defense is in this game, Doug. Penn State's got the 8th ranked in the nation. Michigan, the 57th. I'll take Penn State.
What do you think, Jim?
Penn State.
UCLA at Arizona. Arizona's a touchdown favorite, Daddy. Who you got?
I'm going to take Arizona at home. UCLA killed me last week.
Jim, what do you like?
I'm going to go UCLA on this one.
I'm going to stick with the home team, Arizona. Herb Street really likes that team, so I'm going to stay with them. Let's stay in the Pac-10. Stanford, favored at home over Arizona State, who was supposed to be kind of the real deal this year. Jim, who do you like?
Stanford.
Daddy.
Yeah, I'll take the Fighting Harbaughs.
I'll take Arizona State. Arkansas at Mississippi. Mississippi was as high as 4th in the country, really. And Arkansas is supposed to be able to put up points and darn near beat Florida last week. Daddy, who you got?
Give me Sneeds. Give me Javon Sneeds.
Really?
Mississippi really? At home.
Ugh, I thought you'd go the other way because I'm taking Mississippi as well. Jim?
Yeah, I kind of like Mississippi.
Yeah, they need to do something to save their season. All right, it got a lot more interesting after last weekend. Colorado at Kansas State.
Who'd have thunk this would be a big game?
Yeah, it could be for the lead in the Big 12 North. Jim, who do you like?
I don't like either one of them. Let's go with the Buffs, I guess.
Daddy?
How do you go against what Kansas State did at home last week? I guess I'll take the old guy in the wheelchair, Bill Snyder.
I am so torn on this game because Colorado, for as well as they started last week, they let it all get away from them at home. I don't know how they can muster it. They've shown still that they're not a great football team, but will the quarterback change be the difference? And Kansas State, that had to be the fluke of all flukes. Last year, this was, what, a 14-13 football game that just stunk from the high heavens. I never, ever thought. I thought Kansas State was the worst team in the conference. I have to take Kansas State. I don't know why. Yeah, I said Colorado could win the North. I'm going to take Kansas State. That way, either way, here I got something to talk about. Oklahoma at Kansas. Daddy?
Bradford's done for the year. Gresham's done for the year. Sooners just have more talent, defensively especially. They slow down Todd Reese. He's scoring enough points to win this game. I'll take Oklahoma.
I'm going to take Oklahoma and cross my fingers. Jim?
Boomer Sooner.
I don't know. I got a feeling here. Now, two big games this week. TCU at BYU. That's where College Game Day is. Jim, who do you like?
Give me them Horned Frogs.
Daddy, I'm taking BYU. I'm taking BYU. Jim McMahon leads the Lavelle Edwards team right down the field and gets the victory in this one.
Give me those Horned Frogs as well.
All right. And finally, somebody tell me why Iowa at Michigan State is pick 'em. Somebody tell me why. I'm going to take Iowa because everything's with that line, you're supposed to take Michigan State.
I'll tell you why. All hail the Spartan.
You're taking Michigan State. Yeah. Jim?
Hawkeyes.
All right, here we go. The tiebreaker, Iowa State, Nebraska. Total points in the game. What do you got, Jim?
45.
The over-under in Vegas is 52, 53. Daddy, what do you got?
Well, I wish I knew who was playing quarterback. Zach Lee, 27. Cody Green, I'd take 58. Give me 58. Hope Cody Green comes in.
I don't think Iowa State finds a way to put enough points on the board against Nebraska. I'm going to give them a little credit here. They're going to be somewhere between 10 and 17, so let's say it's in that 13-14 range. Something in the back of my mind says somehow, some way, Nebraska finds a way to score a lot of points, like 35-13, 35-14, 38-14. I'm going to go right in that 49. I'm going to say 49 for the over-under. Hey, Jim, congratulations on what you've already won because that's all you're going to get.
That's not all. I'm going to get recliners for the house.
Take care, Jim. Thanks for the call. Daddy, I don't know. Your Husker prediction, I'm going to go with 38-14. 38-14.
You know, and I'm going to give their offense a little bit more credit than you're giving them. I'm going to go 37-21.
Really? You're sure? Your picks are coming up.
Well, I've got to add up to 58, otherwise I get yelled at.
You feeling confident about your picks that are coming up in the last break?
I feel real confident. Revenge.
Some great high school football action going on this week. There are a couple of battle of unbeatens, and they both involve Hastings School. St. Cecilia taking on Grand Island Central Catholic, and then in Class B, Adams Central getting ready to take on number one and unbeaten Aurora, the defending state champion. Keep throwing all the accolades you want on them, and I guess that's probably what Adams Central coach Bill Carlin will probably do and let everybody else do so that they can sneak in and maybe get this victory on Friday night. Coach joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Coach, good morning.
Good morning there, Doug. How are you?
Well, doing great, and your football team is doing pretty darn good, too. You have run the table so far, and you get ready for this big, big matchup here on the final night of the season. Did you see this coming, and how much of this was spurred by the disappointment of being left on the outside looking in last year when it came to the playoffs?
Well, I kind of seen them being 8-0. I thought if they got by McCook that's where they'd be sitting, but I didn't know where we would land at this time and stuff. I knew we had two real tough games to open the season with Seward and with Crete, and we got by both of them with tough ball games, and so then after that we really came together a little bit more, I think. But for us to be 8-0, I didn't really picture that, I guess, at the start of the year.
Coach, actually, your two closest games were the first 2 weeks of the season, and you really haven't had to play a competitive game in 6 weeks. How is that going to be a plus or minus going into this?
Well, I think early we played two teams that probably are going to be in state playoffs, and we played very good competition, I thought, early, and I think that kind of helped us for the next few weeks. And then I think in the meantime, then I think we kind of grew and developed some confidence and came together as a team. So I think overall, I think it'll be good. I think our chemistry is real good right now. We got a little more diversity to our team than we had maybe a few years ago, as we're throwing the ball a little more and having to spread the field, mostly caused by our opponents because we couldn't line up and just run at people like we had in the past. So I think you know what's happened with our team this year has been good.
Can you point to a couple of differences? I remember talking to you last year going up to Class B, and still you kind of refer to yourself as the small kid on the block. You said depth would be the main deal. Are you just better, more experienced? What has made you better this year than last year?
Well, I think we still are the small kid on the block, as our our basketball team is going to be the smallest Class B team this year, and our girls are actually C1, so that's how close we are to being a C team. But, you know, some of the teams we play have 3.5 times the enrollment we do, but they only get to put 11 on the field at the same time we do. And I think probably one thing that's helped us this year is our linemen. We have a little more depth. We have about 3 or 4 of our defensive linemen play one way, and then the others, we only have one defensive lineman playing on the offensive line. So that lets us rotate some of our bigger kids a little bit. We've stayed injury-free, and that's been huge because players like Ryan Beamer and Nathan Arlt and some of those that play both ways are very big cogs in our game plan. And if one of them would go down, that would take a huge chunk out of our team. And so we've been very fortunate they've stayed healthy.
Adam Central football coach Bill Carlin is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready to take on Aurora in a battle of unbeatens. Coach, do you go back to C1 next year?
I think we're going to be real close. Our enrollment dropped a little bit from last year to this year. We're down about 10 or 15 kids, and so I think it'll be real close. It just depends on what all the other schools do. If everybody stays about the same and we go down, I think there could be a chance that we could drop back to C1.
Talk about the way this, you've mentioned a little bit about how you've gotten better, but this team seems to have a lot of kids that have done so many good things, and as I look at the stats, yeah, you guys are rolling up points, but you've got the top defense, if not one of the top three, the top defense in all of Class B, and I think that gets overlooked a lot.
Well, our defense has always been one of the strengths of our team, and it's something I've always, as a coach, felt you have to develop first, and so that's the first thing we work on is our defense and getting a good, solid defense, try to have a sound kicking game, and we feel even if our offense is sputtering that we can be in every game with a good defense and good kicking game. So we start there and develop that first, and our team this year has been really good. We have pretty good size up front with our D tackles. Nick Hill's a returning starter, and he's about 240, and then Skylar Hunt's a junior at 300 pounds. So they give us two big guys, and then Brandon Hageman is a junior, and Jake Meyer is senior, play our DNs, and they're both real agile and run at around 200 and 230. So we got good size there. Then behind them, we got some kids that just really run well. So I think that we run to the ball pretty well, and I think that's the strength of our defense.
Bill Carlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for their battle with Aurora. Coach, you're unbeaten. St. Cecilia is so dominant in C1, and you guys used to butt heads. Now you butt heads with Hastings High. You handled them really good. It appears that there's a lot of talent in the city of Hastings, and I know everything's cyclical, but let's face it, people on the street, people drinking coffee want to know how St. Cecilia and Adams Central are so darn good, and Hastings is really struggling. I know it's not comfortable to talk about that sometimes, but do you have a reason why that might be?
No, not really. I don't. I know football is very big at both St. Cecilia and at Adams Central. Their kids want to be part of the programs, and we've been very fortunate out here that in the 20 years I've been head coach, we haven't had a losing season. So I think they want to be part of that success, and I think that's some of it. You know, I think the more success you have, the more kids want to participate. And I can't speak for the other schools, but I know out here a lot of our kids want to be part of the program, and so they're excited to work out for it and prepare for it.
How big will this game be to position you for the playoffs? You're going to the playoffs, but it could put you, I guess, anywhere. Heck, I suppose if you don't get the win, you might even be on the road in the first round.
Well, I think not, but it could be. The way I got figured, I think we're playing for either 2 or 4 seed. I don't think anybody can catch Gary out west, and so I think if Aurora wins, they're going to be a 2 seed, and we're going to be 4. And if it goes the other way, I think the other teams are going to switch around. They might even be a 2 or a 3, but. There's so many variables that go into that. You almost got to wait till Saturday morning to figure it all out. But, I think it's important more that we get a chance to evaluate where we're at. I think it's really good that in the playoffs you play a team and you hopefully have everything set up the way you want them. But if you made a mistake and you didn't evaluate yourself very well, you don't get another chance. And so that's the way I look at this game is we're going to go out and play. We got our game plan put together and try to execute it. But if we misjudge some things on speed and things we've set up with maybe our defense, and we make a mistake, then we get a chance to go back and reevaluate where we're at and then play the playoffs. And so I'm hoping that win or lose, we'll come out of this game as a better team.
Just another minute here with Adams Central football coach Bill Carlin. Coach, Aurora's number one. They seem to be good at everything. How do you attack Mr. Rodriguez, and is that the biggest thing you have to worry about?
Well, he's just one of the cogs they have. Unfortunately, they have him up front. He gives them great push on both the offense and defensive line. So he's somebody we got to reckon with. But on their offense, Brock Meyer is a very, very good quarterback that does great things. Their fullback Nathan Suck is very good, and then their tailback Van Pelt just can run like the wind. So if you make an angle error on him, he's going to take it to the house on you. They just got a good line up front, and they got a lot of weapons on offense. And then defensively, I think that's the part that's overlooked with them the most, is they don't give up very much and give their offense the ball multiple opportunities. So there's a lot of people we got to take care of beside Mr. Rodriguez.
And what about your team? I guess has the transition to B made you a better program, or do you think since you're a borderline BC1, it really hasn't changed anything that much?
I think it's made me a better coach. I had to find ways to move the ball against teams that have 270 and 300 pounders lined up across from you. So I had to change some of my philosophies. And I think our program's grown because of this. It could have gone the other way had we not had success. But we've won 14 out of the 17 games we've played in Class B, and so that's pretty good. I just think it's developed our team, and we've grown from it. Like I said, had we gotten beat 14 out of 17, it might not have been as good. But the way it's worked out, I think it's helped us.
Coach, finally, I mean, these games don't come around all that often. And even though you've been doing so many great things at Adams Central, you don't get to play the last week of the regular season in a battle of unbeatens, maybe ever.
No, not too often. Us and St. Cecilia squared off a few times at the end. And a few years back when Scott Frost was at Wood River, we had a few battles with those guys and stuff, but not very often. No, it's very rare for how many undefeated teams in Class A and B. There's only about 5 teams left that are undefeated, and to have a matchup in this situation is kind of rare.
You still get that fire in your belly like if it was the first year you were coaching?
I get nervous every Friday night, whether it's game 200 or 200 or number 2. So it's I hope it's always there, and it's exciting, and I figure probably when I lose that edge, that's probably when it's time for me to go home.
Well, still a lot of victories, I'm sure, left in the old ball cap there over at Adams Central. Coach, we'll let you get back to class. We sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and it should be a great game.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doug.
Big game tonight, Adams Central Aurora. Tony, last night, St. Cecilia Central Catholic was a battle of unbeatens, and it just didn't go Central Catholic's way at all. St. Cecilia bombed them out, held them to 1 first down. I don't see that being
37
yards. Yeah, I don't see that being the case tonight. I don't know if Adams Central can pull off the upset, and hopefully they don't fall into a trap. I don't think they will. Remember last year, Ogallala put everything they had, their whole season, into beating McCook in that last game of the regular season, and they play again tonight. And then they tripped up in the first round of the playoffs to a team that they should have beaten. And so, Adams Central, keep focused. Just play your football game and see where you stack up with Aurora, because chances are, depending on what McCook Ogallala does, I mean, this could be the first of 2 meetings between these two schools. They're the top 2 teams in the West.
you certainly hope, you know, unless you're from one of those two schools, then you want to just route the other one twice, which probably isn't going to happen. You know what? You want to put your best foot forward, and then let's see who makes the changes, and let's see who wins that next battle. But you have all the football games that are expected to live up to the hype. I think this is the one that could live up to the hype, because last night did not.
No, it did not. It definitely did not. So we'll see if these teams can get her going, and it should be a great football game tonight, and hopefully everybody enjoys the high school football. But we come to the last segment of the show. Daddy has his NFL and college selections. Are you geared up? You got locks this week?
Well, I've got revenge.
Revenge. That is the story. It's coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Hi, it's Colin Coward. More good news for Vizio. Did you know they have twice the market share as Sony in the United States? Did you know their true LED technology you can get at Costco's Wholesale, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale locations near you today? Don't compromise. Go with number one. Go with Vizio. Incredible quality. Their new XVT LCD television delivers the absolute best in picture quality. According to technology editors, their new lines of LCD HD TVs, the most comprehensive on the market. Go with number one. Go with Vizio.
It's Danica Patrick, IndyCar Series driver. Over the years, I've driven a lot of different cars, but two things never change. No one demands more from their car than me, and nothing protects under the hood better than PEEK.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze is formulated with advanced organic technology to protect any engine of any make, any model, any time. If you can drive it, PEEK can protect it.
And when I drive it, it better perform.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze in the blue bottle.
When you PEEK, you win.
Always maintain cooling system with specified vehicle odor control, including top off.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see a slight chance of a rain or snow shower early on today. Then some breaks as sun develop later in the day with highs in the mid and upper 40s. North wind stay around 10 to 20. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight with a low around 30. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show with just one bit of
I was a highway
left
man.
Coming up on this Friday. You've been hanging around 500, you've been up, you've been down, but now it is time for you to make a move in your college and NFL selections. Daddy, you had revenge on your mind. Tell me what that revenge is.
Well, Texas A&M, Texas Tech 1 year ago. I happened to be in Las Vegas, seeing that we were at Mandalay Bay with our friend Mike Prenio. We're doing the whole experience, living it up. One of my best picks of the weekend, I love Tech over A&M. So what do? I wipe down some money on the first half. I bet some money on the game. Well, the first half ends, and it's about a three-point difference. I don't cover. I'm out my money. Now, at the end of the game, they rally all the way back. I think they're down about the 11-yard line going into score. Time expires. I lose by about 2.5 points. So they basically punch me in the gut. I've waited 1 year. Now they're spread at 22 points. Texas Tech returns home. A&M on the road after a beatdown last week. 97-24 point edge in their last two games. Give me the Texas Tech Red Raiders minus 22. I'm going to stick with the Big 12, Doug, because, well, it's made sense so much lately. Why not stick with the Big 12? Well, it really hasn't made all that much sense, but nonetheless, Texas at Missouri. I'm going to take Texas. I'm going to lay 13.5 points. Gabbert, 11 touchdowns, 0 picks. Well, the last two games versus Nebraska and Oklahoma State, 1-5. I will take Texas minus 13. Oklahoma State at Baylor. Oklahoma State minus 10. In between Missouri-Texas sandwich. 4 straight wins for Oklahoma State. Cowboys got it going. Take Oklahoma State and lay the 10 points. So in my college game, I will take Texas Tech. Texas, Oklahoma State in the pros. Chargers at Kansas City. Chiefs get a win. Confidence is running high. They're 8-2 against the spread hosting San Diego. Take the Chiefs and the 4.5 points at home. Jets at the Raiders. Raiders still 7 points per game in the last 4. I take the Jets minus the 6 points. And Minnesota at Pittsburgh. Where's Minnesota's all good fortune come from? It came from that home field they had. I'll take Pittsburgh at home. Minus the 4.
So recapping the pros, Kansas City, the Jets, and Pittsburgh. Daddy, best of luck. We need to get out of here, folks. So we thank you for joining us on the show today. And Bill Carlin for joining us. Good luck to all the football teams tonight. I'll have all of our playoff announcements on Monday. Pairings come out tomorrow morning. Thanks. And enjoy the cross country and football this weekend. You've been listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.